Hey, in case you missed it, the Baltimore Ravens flew circles over the New York Giants this week, winning the Super Bowl 34-7. It's become an annual tradition for elected officials in contending states to make friendly bets on the game. So this past Tuesday, New York Senators Chuck Schumer and Hillary Rodham Clinton made good on the wager they'd made with Maryland Senators Paul Sarbanes and Barbara Mikulski. The New Yorkers had initiated the bet in a letter Mr. Sarbanes read aloud from the Capitol Press Gallery.
In fact, we're so confident about our Giants that we're prepared to put our money where our mouths are, literally. Accordingly, we propose the following wager. If the Giants prevail, the two of you must perform the Frank Sinatra Classic, New York, New York. If your team somehow emerges victorious, we will recite Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven.
The Baltimore Ravens accomplished a feat that Kenneth Starr never could. They humbled Hillary Rodham Clinton. But she recovered quickly, pointing out to her colleague that Baltimore's best-known poet spent much of his life closer to the Meadowlands.
Don't you think we should remind people that Edgar Allan Poe wrote this poem in New York?
Excellent idea.
And then the reading began.
Once upon a midnight dreary, while we pondered, weak and weary, over many a quaint and curious volume.
Sorrow for the lost Lenore, for the rare and radiant maiden whom the angels name Lenore, nameless here forevermore.
They picked a very long poem.
You
we picked it. Oh, God.
Yeah, well, we didn't expect we'd have to read it.
Read it, yeah. Who knew? Open here I flung the shutter when with many flirt and flutter in there stepped a stately raven of the saintly days of yore. Raven.
Senator Mikulski flapped her arms raven-like as the recitation continued.
That's your cue, Barbara.
Not the least obeisance made she.
From out that shadow that lies floating on the floor shall be lifted nevermore. The end.
Senator Schumer and Clinton then chewed on purple frosted humble pie. A Baltimore reporter asked Senator Mikulski if she would lead the assembled in singing a few bars of the chant Raven fans strike up for their formidable defense. Who let the dogs out? They asked the right U.S. Senator. The words shy and retiring rarely appear alongside Mikulski D. Maryland.
One, two, three. Who let the dogs out? Who?
Of course, the New York Giants actually play their home games in New Jersey, but no one will bet a New Jersey senator over a football game. The last man to do that was Jimmy Hoffa.